I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Recent reports that contract negotiations with Kevvy Walters have begun for an extension. Now, they gave an extension before the start of last season into this season. He's currently, I think, off contract at this stage for next season. What do you reckon, boys? What do you reckon?
I think
he's spicy up there at the moment.
I don't know, mate. If I can. For two players to come out and talk the way that some of the guys have, I mean, we spoke about it last week. Those conversations must be going on. They must be going on up there, so I don't know. I'm really torn on this one. It's and just for those conversations to be happening is obviously a red flag in the first place, that the guys are willing to have those conversations and willing to come out and talk about them. Mate, I honestly don't know the answer to this one. I really don't.
I think they probably need to wait until some games are played, which is unfair on Kevvy because, like, you know, he needs his future sorted. But unfortunately, like, there's just so much turmoil. And he, and again, it's unfair on Kevvy. He's a club legend. But, like, even if Kevvy is in the right, if there are a group of players that, you know, aren't responding to him, then, like, what are you going to do? Get rid of your whole squad, like, half your squad? Like, it's almost an impossible situation. But if they come out and they play some good footy first five games, you can go, okay, well, they're responding to him. They're all good. What do you reckon, Timmy?
Yeah, I mean, I think first things first, there's not a chance I'd be extending him. I'd be saying... Mate, you've seen it come out publicly in the last 6-12 months, see how they capitulated at the end of last season. I think Kevvy would almost be foolish to think you could get an extension this early. It'd be an enormous show of faith in the Broncos. I suppose the one way, and I might be speaking out of turn here, so let me know, and I don't know enough about the financial side of it all, but if they were to come out and extend him and just in a massive show of faith, show to the players, this is the bloke here who's got you the next 2 to 3 years, would Brisbane... be a club that they're one of the best financially positioned clubs in the NRL.
Yep.
So, right, worst case scenario, they get 6 months down the track and then they sack him and they've got to pay out his contract. That's the downside to going early on the extension. If that's the risk and the club can afford the payout easily enough, they might not be able to. Would that be a reason why maybe they extend early? I don't know. Or is that stupid?
No. It's a good point. Like, obviously, as a business, you never want to be fucking throwing away cash.
And but there are certain clubs who couldn't risk doing that because they couldn't afford the $1 million to do it or whatever it might be.
You're right. Like, at least they're in the position, as well as you have to ask yourself what other coaches are out there that would suit the Broncos system. Dave Donaghy has come out and just basically said, I mean, he said all the things you would say, like, that, you know, preseason's been strong, rah, rah. But he said, we've had a lot of change over the last decade and haven't had a lot of success. That's no coincidence. And essentially, to round it all up, he basically said they're looking for stability. So I actually think that might fall into Kevvy's favour where he does get an extension for next year earlier rather than later, for similar to what you said, Timmy. Because, like, if worst case scenario, they can pay him out. Mm. But also, it does give that sense of stability. And when you go and look at all the teams that won the comp, it's stability, arguably, that is a big player in that.
From the outside looking in, stability, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Do they need to sit down with all players and have a real honest sort of session there to find out what's going on? I don't know. There's just
style.
Yeah. Like, honestly, like I don't understand how it's got to this point. Like, something's got to change there. Something's got to happen.
Yeah, they are, and there's just so many different things happening. Like,
and it's so hard for us to know what's the true story, what's not. Like,
yeah.
I know we said it last year, I just can't fathom a world where at Melbourne two young players come out and say that about the coach. I can't see it.
Yeah. Now, I mean, look, the glass half full view could be like, look, they came out and said it. Similar, not the Raiders players didn't come out and say that, but they had their issues. They had their moment of put it all on the table and they managed to turn it around. Now, obviously, Ricky's had more success at club level coaching than Kevy has had so far. Maybe they have had that meeting. Maybe the meeting between Kevy and the players has actually happened and they've all moved, because we have to remember those comments were last year. Again, this is a glass half full view of it, but maybe they have moved past it.
Yeah, but like once again, like with the situation at the Raiders, they were all established first graders.
Mm.
And like obviously, Tyson Gamble, he doesn't fall into that line for me. And Selwyn, it's his first year. Like, hasn't been coached by anyone else.
Mm. Yeah. No, I'm feeling, I understand how shocking it is. I'm just saying, like, maybe is there a world where they've moved past it? Is there a world where, you know, maybe he was struggling to connect with those boys, but they've brought in someone to bridge the gap? But anyway, interesting. Matty, what would you do? Would you extend him before the season or would you wait till five or six games?
Nah, I'd definitely be waiting. Even without all this off-field stuff, like, they still had a pretty poor end to the back end of last year. Like, I'd probably, even without the off-field stuff, if they were, like, going all right at the start of the season, yeah, I'd give him another year. Because he only extended a year last year.
Yeah, it's only year on year. It's not like a five-year fucking deal.
Yeah, so, like, I wouldn't be totally against giving him a one-year extension. But just the way it's gone over the last few weeks, I'd probably wait at least a month into the season.
Yeah, I agree. Like, you know, Kevy Walters is such, you know, what he's done for the club will never be repaid. But unfortunately, it's just this weird dynamic where, as you said, maybe, you know, maybe they have moved on from it. Maybe they have. But if there is a core of the playing group that just is struggling to connect with Kevy, then, like, you can't get rid of all your players. They're all, you know what I mean? It's harder to get rid of 10 players than it is to get rid of, and I'm not saying that still is the case, but there is evidence to suggest that it may be the case.
If that is the case, this is turning out to be Justin Langer, Australian cricket team, where they just be like, oh, well, we can't sack the whole playing group if you don't, just because you don't get on with the coach. That's only if this is all happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess the slightly difference is the fact that Justin Langer was winning an Ashes series.
That's true.
In a World Cup. Because I know me cricket, mate. Jesus Christ. Know me cricket. Had a lot of people, a lot of responses to me cricket chat last week. So apparently the lights, the reason why they don't just turn the lights on is because it's hard to see a red ball in the light. And then they're like, but there's a pink ball. But apparently the pink ball swings too much and shit.
You could talk for days about it.
And so I was like, well, why don't you just play with the pink ball all the time then? And they were like, yeah, but it's a different ball. But I'm like, yeah, but then you actually play cricket.
In 10 years, we'll look back on this when every test is in Australia is played with a pink ball and it'll be normal. But
is it a traditional side of things?
Pink only started a few years ago.
But also, like, it wasn't just like turn the lights on. There were times when the lights were literally already on.
The lights were on.
And also, I've seen Red Bull in some lights, unless I'm fucking making shit up.
I think it's more like for the.
Or is it pink, but it looks a bit red?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, but they went off at 2:30. It's just and I tell you what the worst thing is, you get like the umpires like have the light meter, and then if they decide it's bad light at 2:30, that sets the standard for the entire test match. So that means for the rest of the test match, for the next 5 days, if there is even, if like a cloud goes over the sun and it's the worst reading, they have to go off. Like, it's just, I know there's all traditions and stuff and you can't do this, you can't do that, but like, that's the point of the conversation last week. Like, things have to change to save the game.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, from a very, very casual start of the test too, season two. Boys, I'm into me cricket. Come on the journey with me. Listeners, come on the journey with me. If you don't like cricket, trust me, I grew up, I've never even bowled a cricket ball. Yeah. Well, you might see. Come on the journey with me. Get to know the boys. I watched season one a while ago. Loved it. Season two, the test on Amazon. Fantastic. And I'm slowly getting to know, like, you know, the players and who's good, who's not good, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, a lot of feedback on the cricket chat. We'll try to keep you informed with the cricket chat. Don't worry. As I said, come on the journey with me. Obviously, I don't know shit about cricket, but I'm doing my best to learn a bit about it. But anyway, yeah, Broncos, tough situation they're in. Holy bejeebers.
Just on Brisbane before we go, like, obviously they've been spoken about a lot this preseason. I assume they will continue to be spoken about a lot this preseason. Round one, they play Penrith at Penrith. Round two, they play the Cowboys. A little bit of a reprieve the week after against the Dragons. And then they've got the Dolphins, who that's going to be Wayne Bennett against Brisbane. That's going to be a lot. Like, there's going to be a lot of attention on Brisbane to start. They've got two local derbies.
They've got the hardest Penrith, score, haven't they? Got
next. It's, the start of it is fucking brutal.
Yeah. But it I even think, really like, tough. If I recall correctly, their draw has actually got the most top eight sides or some shit like that.
Don't recall, maybe. But
the Bunnies to start the season is brutal.
Oh, really? Death row?
Yeah. But when you're coming in with controversy to start game one at Penrith, I mean, we saw Tom Turbo, what he did in 2021. He went there round one in 2022. I think they got beat by 30 or something. They weren't even in the contest. So, yeah.
How's the Bunnies' first five rounds? Sharks in Cronulla, Panthers in Penrith, Roosters at Allianz, Manly, Storm.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It was similar like that to last year, to be fair. Remember, they had a tough draw last year, too, without Latrell for a lot of it, and they managed to...
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But just what a start.
It's a tough run.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bronx have 14 top eight teams, 7 top four teams, 8 bottom eight teams. So 14 top eight, 8 bottom eight. So they've... like those numbers, they easily have the worst draw. Not home away, anything like that, but yeah, they have the most top eight teams.
Brisbane usually like that because they get so many... Friday night games, or is that not how it?
It wouldn't correlate, no.
Nah. No, okay.
Look, they just don't want to see us win. That's what's happening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.